25 years ago, what is widely considered the first Star Wars podcast, Jedi Talk, released its first episode. Now, on February 7th, we celebrate Star Wars Podcast Day in its honor. If you haven't met me yet, hi, I'm Kara DJ, and I'm a Star Wars fandom historian collecting information and firsthand experiences to preserve and tell the story of Star Wars fans. On today's episode, I'm taking you on a deep dive into the real story behind a recent viral post. Hope you enjoy. You might have seen the post going around. It started on Reddit, as so many things do. Then it was shared on Facebook and made the jump over to Twitter, or X, or whatever it's called. Thousands of views, likes, and comments in November and December of 2023. The image was of a sheet of typewritten paper with a small piece of art in the top right corner. The Reddit headline, March 1981, a fanzine quits in protest because they hate Empire Strikes Back. An irresistible premise. Fans feeling strong negative feelings about a film that's now so universally lauded as one of the franchise's best. Some comments were simply amused. Wow, that's wild, or I wonder how they feel now. Others were harsher. I'm sure the seven people that read it were sad. No one hates Star Wars like a Star Wars fan. God, we've always been an insufferable fan base. As someone who spends a lot of time poring over the writings of fans from those early years, these comments left me clenching my jaw. Reading this letter, completely out of context with this inflammatory headline, it had to be deeply oversimplifying the story. Who wrote the letter? Why did they feel that way? What was the fanzine like before this? Did they really see Empire and then just stop? Since I've made it my mission to answer such questions, I dug in. Were the editors of this zine really comparable to the menace we see in fandom today, as some commenters proposed, viciously critical and never happy? How did this whole story really play out? I'm Kara DJ, and you're listening to Fandom History Highlights on Into a Larger World, the podcast.
Let's go. You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Let's start with the background of the fanzine Against the Sith. The zine started in April of 1978, not even a year after the original film hit the big screen. Sisters Tracy and Nancy Duncan were the creators and editors, publishing the zine out of Eugene, Oregon. The issues contained art, fan fiction, poetry, news, and letters of comment. Something I saw commented multiple times on these posts was people questioning if the word Sith was even known back in 1978. The answer is not by most people, but in the novelization of the first film, released in November of 1976, actually, Vader is referred to as a Dark Lord of the Sith. So the real crazies did know the word, and though it didn't have the context it does now, it was generally known to be a dark force with which Vader was associated. Tracy and Nancy are described on fanlore.org as being, quote, adamant supporters of the character Luke Skywalker, end quote. Basically, they were big Luke fans, and this is before the Luke versus Han fandom flame wars kicked up. That's a topic for another day. David Prowse, aka Darth Vader himself, had loose lips at a few conventions leading up to Empire, and the rumors of Empire's plot points, Luke's hand being cut off, Vader being Luke's father, Han left in a perilous stasis, were making fans nervous. There was a lot of anticipation leading up to this movie. Let's also take a moment and put ourselves in their shoes. There was no other Star Wars, but the original movie, the novelization, I think the Brian Daley Han Solo novels, and Splinter of the Mind's Eye. The scope was limited, and fans were fervently creating their own Star Wars stories for the 3 years between those first two films. There was so little to go off of, to even speculate about. And there wasn't the promise of constantly flowing new Star Wars stories like there is now. At least not a promise that was taken very seriously at the time. It's a lot of pressure to put on a movie. And in my opinion, the Duncan sisters were self-aware. In the editorial of November 1979's issue 6, Tracy says, quote, "If the day comes when we decide we are unsatisfied with the Lucas Star Wars saga, there will no longer be an Against the Sith," end quote. Right there. They said it. If they didn't like it, they would move on. And so they did. But not without a little drama first. Tracy and Nancy left their first viewing of Empire Strikes Back in a state of shock. In a 2019 comment, Tracy says they had won a radio contest for a limo ride to and from the movie. Quote, "I'll never forget how quiet we both were in the limousine on the ride from the theater. The driver must have wondered what was up," end quote. The sisters didn't agree with the characterizations. They had issues with the plot. But most of all, the Luke and Vader fight had been totally disjointed. Now, there was no way of them knowing this at the time, but one of the reels was cut off in their screening, leaving a huge chunk of the fight out completely. The projector error, which they didn't know was an error because, again, it was their first time seeing the movie ever, totally screwed up that climactic moment for their favorite character. In this haze of frustration and disappointment, Tracy and Nancy wrote an open letter to Star Wars fans. This letter was not published, but instead mailed directly to fanzine editors and other various fans. It called for them to boycott the film. It called for the film to be remade. It was 9 pages long, and while I can't find it printed online, I imagine it was emotional and angry. It's important to say that after an additional screening with proper projection, the sisters did write and mail out a retraction of their initial letter. The retraction was mailed so soon after that some people got the letters only a day or two apart. It kind of reminds me of like rage posting something and deleting it later when your mind is clear. But just like a tweet and delete, even though the retraction was mailed, the damage had already been done. Said a fan's letter in issue 11 of Alderaan fanzine, quote, "Their reaction was strong, perhaps a bit too strong, but quite understandable considering the circumstances. I can't fault Tracy and Nancy for their open letter, but rather place the blame for the whole incident on the shoulders of some unknown imperial projectionist in Eugene," end quote. Others were less understanding. A different letter in that issue of Alderaan says, quote, "With the statements made within it, I consider it to be libelous. The one-page retraction was nice to receive, but it can't erase what rage they incurred to themselves and fandom," end quote. Indeed, bogus rumors of Lucasfilm taking legal action did spread, but says Tracy in 2019, quote, "And no, I wasn't concerned about getting sued by George Lucas. Can you imagine the lawsuits that would be flying if public figures could sue us for our opinions? Nevertheless, some fan who was a lawyer sent us some kind of warning letter. As a journalism student, I knew it was a bogus threat, but to this day, I think it was a strange reaction," end quote. And despite the retraction, the response to them bordered on harmful. Says the editor in issue 4 of Facets fanzine, quote, "It seems that one of the major entertainments in some sectors of fandom is how to plague the Duncans. It has gone beyond arguing a point of view to outright harassment. This sort of thing can, and frequently does, get out of hand. Star Wars was fun. Empire was fun. But vicious letters are not," end quote. It's also important to note that the fanzine Against the Sith did not immediately cease publication after Empire, but went on to publish 2 more issues, issue 8 in July of 1980 and issue 9 in October of 1980. There was even reference to a possible future issue 10, though it was never to be. The letter that went viral came out in 1981, in January, not March, as the Reddit post stated. It was mailed out to announce that the zine would no longer be published and in order to organize refunds for those who were expecting it and to announce that their P.O. box would be closing as well. They had tried to keep it going for their readers, but the passion was gone after Empire left them unsatisfied. And I think it's worth noting that this wasn't a knee-jerk reaction. This letter came almost 7 months after the movie. While their first open letter that was mailed to fans was heated and reactionary, this wasn't. They had thought about it at length and made the choice to move on. I just think that's an important element to the story that gets lost in the reposts. According to some of Tracy's 2019 reflections, it seems that the zine's end was also due in large part to changes in life. Quote, "Once I graduated, I started my career and moved on to other things, marriage, children, life. I pulled myself out of my depression, finally got to take the upper-level journalism classes I was at school for, got a job out of town, and moved on as an adult," end quote. It seems that Empire dampened their enthusiasm, and maybe that made the act of moving on a little easier. So, yes, Tracy and Nancy Duncan, the editors of Against the Sith, had issues with The Empire Strikes Back. They had a heated reaction that was quickly retracted. They continued their fanzine for several months, but found that the passion had lessened, their lives were changing, and so they concluded their fanzine. Then they sent out a letter explaining all of those facts to their readers. I think when you read the letter that went viral again with all of that context, it doesn't feel as crazy. It doesn't feel remotely similar to the toxicity of fans that we see now. While they might have had an emotional initial reaction, they handled it as well as I think they could have. It might feel silly to look back on it now, but I can understand their feelings, and I don't blame them for walking away from their zine. Said Nancy in a comment on the Reddit post, quote, "I was 17. My sister was 21. We really enjoyed making the magazine. I actually saw Empire in the theater as many times as I saw the original. I came to terms with it," end quote. There was so much more to the story than just that letter. They had a strong reaction, yes, but let's not act like the Duncan sisters are somehow evidence that Star Wars fans have always been horrible and hateful. If anything, they are evidence of the best parts of fandom. The pages of all 9 issues of their zine show that Star Wars fans have always been creative, thoughtful, and above all, passionate. Thank you so much for listening. Check the link in the episode's description for my sources, and a big thank you to fanlore.org for chronicling so much of this important history. See you next time.
Into a Larger World, the podcast, created and hosted by Kara DJ and produced by me, Travis Bryant, at Forstein. Follow the show on Instagram at Into a Larger World Project and support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/IntoALargerWorld. Have a Star Wars fandom story to tell? Send an email to IntoALargerWorldProject@gmail.com and you could be featured on an upcoming episode. Subscribe, rate, and review everywhere you listen to podcasts. Until we meet again, may the Force be with you.